At first glance, Beethoven's upbringing looks plenty respectable. His family had been court musicians in the Rhineland city of Bonn for a couple of generations. But if we look a little closer, well, I guess nowadays we'd say he came from a dysfunctional family. His father, his grandmother were severe alcoholics, and Beethoven was only 16 when his own mother died, leaving him in charge of his younger brothers. He had a lot of help in raising this family, with some families in Bonn, and particularly a Count Waldstein, who raised money to send him to Vienna to study. Beethoven went first when he was 16. He played for Mozart, impressed Mozart apparently from this one afternoon that they spent together, and then came a message that he had to return to Bonn. His mother was grievously ill. Beethoven went home. In fact, she died. He took over raising the family for the next 4 years and didn't come back to Vienna until December of 1792, 1 year exactly after his idol Mozart had died. Now, so Beethoven is there in Vienna to study with Haydn. Now, in the big city, Beethoven looked rough and unmannerly, and in fact, Haydn said he looked like an unlicked bear cub. But somehow, Beethoven made quite an impression on this fancy Viennese society. Mostly with his virtuosic piano playing, he became especially well-known for the brilliance of his improvisation, and commissions began to come his way. These works were dedicated to the members of the aristocracy. Do you see the tension here developing between creating music that sings of freedom and brotherhood, but is paid for by members of the most conservative court in Europe? That's a tension that will stay with Beethoven for the rest of his days.